Jacqueline sniffed the air and her body tensed in readiness. Sabine unconsciously fixed her eyes on the horizon. Already, her guns were unholstered, safeties off. Yuko glanced at Eve. It was almost as if they had communicated with eye contact. Eve dodged into the cabin and emerged with her missile launcher, her arm already adapting to accommodate it. Mark was the last one to cotton to what was happening. His vamp ears pricked up when he heard the distant shuffle of cloth against cloth and boots against sand. And then there was a distant hum of a chopper.
Ambush.
Okay, people, this is it. The same people we sensed earlier, except there are more of them. Our primary goal is to protect the cargo. Oh yeah, and don't die. Michael wouldn't like that.
She caught Sabine's eye and was going to add something about Akio, but the first of the soldiers came over the mound in the distance. Yuko had positioned herself for a fight, her sword at the ready. But after seeing the distance the enemy had to cover before they got within sword's length, she dropped her arms. Sabine grinned.
I got this.
She felt the wind and could hear the clothes scrape against the leaves and preternaturally see where the next person was without having a clue why. Gently and gracefully, she squeezed the triggers on her Jean Dukes, almost dancing with each shot as the troops started running toward them to engage. Body after body crumpled like paper dolls in the wind. Yuko turned to Jacqueline with an eyebrow raised.
Guess we were worried for no reason.
No kidding!
Sabine stopped firing, and a chopper suddenly appeared from another direction. It was above them in moments.
Protect the cargo!
Yuko, her sword out in front of her, watched uniformed bodies fast rope from the chopper to the ground. Sabine could make a few shots, but the trees blocked much of her view in that direction. Within moments, there were numerous soldiers with guns and knives, fighting fists and fangs with the group.